Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Shared in this podcast is for educational and informational purposes only and is not intended as medical advice. We are not medical doctors. Always consult with a qualified healthcare provider before making any changes to your diet, lifestyle, or wellness routine. The content of this podcast should not be used as a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Listening to this podcast does not establish a doctor-patient relationship. By tuning in, you acknowledge that any health decisions you make are your own responsibility. Take what resonates and always listen to your body.
Welcome to the Tula Ananda podcast, where we talk all things whole life living, blending Ayurveda, ancestral wisdom, and a modern approach to well-being. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Devin. We're here to help you bring balance, vitality, and a little bit more ease into your everyday life without the overwhelm.
Think of this as your go-to space for Ayurvedic insights, timeless traditions, and practical wellness tips, served up in a way that actually fits into your life.
So grab your tea, get comfy, and let's explore how ancient wisdom and modern living can come together to help you feel your best. Welcome to Tula Ananda. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Thank you for being here today. Whether you're new to Ayurveda or returning to your wellness roots, we're excited to explore something really powerful, the Spring Ayurvedic Cleanse. Today, me and Elizabeth will guide you through why this time of year is ideal for a reset, what makes an Ayurvedic cleanse unique, and how it can help you feel clearer, lighter, and more aligned with the rhythms of nature.
So let's back up just a little bit before we get into a spring cleanse and talk about what is Ayurveda for some of our listeners who might not be familiar with that yet. So Ayurveda is a 5,000-year-old healing system from India. It means the science of life. It's literally like a blueprint for how to live in harmony with nature. One of its core insights is that our bodies and minds are deeply affected by the seasons, and thus the seasonal changes. So we can thrive and live in sync when we are aligned with those changes.
So we're going to talk a little bit more about why it's really important to do a cleanse in the spring. So spring is a natural time of renewal, and we can see this when we look in nature and we see all of the things blooming, which is happening right now where we live in Ohio. All the trees are blooming, the flowers are blooming, and it's so beautiful, but it can be a lot on your body, physically, mentally, emotionally, even spiritually. Especially for those of us, like myself, that have allergies and sinus issues, which I know a lot of us here in Ohio and all across the globe are dealing with allergies this time of year. So in Ayurveda, this time of year, the springtime, is associated with kapha dosha. And so if you're not very familiar with kapha dosha, you might want to listen to some of our other podcasts or resources that we have. We're just going to kind of do a really quick overview today of kapha dosha. We don't have a lot of time to get into it, but basically kapha dosha is the earth and water elements. So we know that earth is like really stabilizing, really grounding, and then we have like this water element on top of it. And this time of year, we might feel a little heavy. We might feel sluggish. Again, those allergies are flaring up, congestion. And we also might just feel like we don't want to do a lot, honestly. I know me and Elizabeth have talked about this, like sometimes emotionally and just even physically, we just feel kind of heavy. Even though it seems like we should be coming into this time of lightness out of winter, there still is that leftover stagnation that we just kind of have to let go of. And the great thing is that cleansing is one of the perfect ways to kind of release some of that heaviness. So a spring cleanse can help us lighten up. It can burn off the accumulation of winter and prepare for a more energized summer. It's like giving your body and mind a deep breath of fresh air.
Yes, that is something that my body desperately needs this time of year. Every year I'm like, oh, it's so hard. So hard to get out of bed. So cleansing and fasting are two very different things, and we want to make that distinction before we go on a little bit deeper. An Ayurvedic cleanse is not about deprivation or extreme fasting. It is more focused on nourishing and simplifying. So think about warm, spiced foods, self-care rituals, gentle detoxification, and rest. It's a sustainable and supportive type of cleanse versus something that would be more punishing to the body.
Mm-hmm. This is one of my favorite things about the Ayurvedic cleanse. It's like giving your body like a big hug. Mm-hmm. Like you're just taking care of yourself. You don't have to, you know, deprive yourself to cleanse. And I think sometimes we have this misconception that we do need to like do these fasts, these extreme fasts that can actually
juice fast,
actually be more detrimental to the body. And Ayurveda is very much about self-care and just very gently cleansing. So it's very accessible for people.
Definitely.
So we'll talk about the benefits of cleansing. We've already kind of mentioned some of them, but we'll go a little bit more into that. So some people, after they do a cleanse, they will say that their digestion feels better. So again, sometimes this time of year coming, you know, out of winter and that cough of time, we might feel like our digestion is just a little bit slower. And so we might feel, like our digestion is functioning more optimally from cleansing. A cleanse also can help to clear out undigested food. So in Ayurveda, we call these things ama, which we can also think of it as toxin. So it's very detoxifying. We can also help to boost our agni. So in Ayurveda, agni is your digestive fire, so that metabolism. So you can boost your metabolism for better nutrient absorption. Again, this will all help you to feel lighter and clearer.
So some other things that happen with cleanses is that you tend to have an increased energy and vitality to yourself. So because you're clearing out some of those stagnant pieces of winter, you're reducing the heaviness and the fatigue, especially this time of year where we're moving out of that kapha period of time. And it helps to reset our body's energy rhythms. So it's, we're taking all that stagnant energy and we're just resetting it so that we're in alignment with the spring that's coming, that energy that we know that's coming along with summer.
Yeah, and I try to be careful talking about things like weight loss and things like this. So I like to think about it more as weight balancing. So when we cleanse, it can help to encourage natural weight loss by clearing that excess kapha, that earth and water element. And again, it's not so much that we're trying to lose weight on the cleanse, but it's more of that accumulation, that excess that we've gotten from that winter time when we're hibernating a little bit more. And, you know, I think we can all kind of relate to this a little bit. A lot of times coming out of fall or out of winter, we kind of will often say, I know myself included, like I tend to snack more in the winter and eat those comfort foods. And I always feel like I naturally need to kind of lighten up a little bit this time of year.
Yes.
Yeah. And cleansing can also help to reduce water retention and bloating as well.
Yeah, well, and if you think about it seasonally, before we go into that period of winter, we are taking on more calories because we're preparing for the cold. We're preparing mm-hmm. for the famine that doesn't come.
Yeah.
we live in a modern society, but to some extent that we're still doing that. And so mm-hmm. we have to let go of that excess.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's normal to kind of, as we approach summer, to try to get ready for these lighter yes. foods and things that will be in season. So also it can help with things like your skin and your eyes. So when we support our liver through cleansing, we have better hydration, and this can also help to reduce acne, puffiness, and dullness. I know right now I feel puffy. I was actually talking to my husband about this the other night. I'm like, I just feel puffy, and I don't know, maybe it's just the sinuses and the allergies making me just feel puffy.
Extra fluid.
But I feel like, I look puffy, you know?
I don't think you look puffy, friend, but I understand. Thank
you. But, you know, it's like, I think sometimes we notice these little things about ourselves that we feel like are obvious, but they're probably not to other people, but
you can just feel
puffy right now.
Yes, I absolutely understand that. And our liver is so important to us just in general. So supporting that is huge for our health.
Yeah, and we're going to have an upcoming podcast too, as we kind of start approaching summer, more on the liver and supporting the liver. So stay tuned for that as well if you want to learn more about that.
Yes, absolutely. So one other thing that we get from a benefit from the cleanse is that our immunity gets a little boost because we are allowing the body to heal and let go of some of those stagnant energies. We also are strengthening the gut and the lymphatic system. So anytime we're moving things out, the lymphatic system is going to have a much easier time processing. And it also supports our respiratory health. Especially helpful in springtime because there is that tendency to have a little more congestion mm-hmm. and a little more fluids and mucus in the body.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk a little bit about mental and emotional benefits next of a spring cleanse. So one thing that a cleanse can be really helpful with is increasing mental clarity. So you might feel less brain fog. And I actually want to kind of point this out that it might not be while you're on the cleanse necessarily.
No, that's a good point.
I will be honest that sometimes when you're cleansing, especially those first like day or two, can be challenging. But a lot of these benefits are more like when the cleanse is over or towards the end of the cleanse that you might start to notice it. So
Day 3, the golden day.
Yeah. So you might have less brain fog when the cleanse is over or towards the end of it. Better focus and decision making, which I know is becoming increasingly more important for me as I am also perimenopausal. So anytime I can do things that help with that brain fog, it's definitely a win. Also, we drink a lot of teas and herbs and things like that on the cleanse. And some of them, you know, can be tailored for individual needs, or you can do, you know, you don't have to do all of the things, but we do give resources for that and certain teas and herbs that you can use. But these teas and herbs help to calm the mind and also help to reduce overstimulation.
And we definitely live in an overstimulated world.
Yeah. And if you want to learn more about these teas and herbs, sign up for our cleanse.
Yes.
And we will
join
go over all of those.
Yes. So also along with mental clarity, emotional lightness. So releasing those physical toxins often helps us to release emotional toxins as well. So we talk a lot about with clients how we store things in the body. And so you don't just store physical things that happen or foods that you eat, but you store emotions in your body as well. And so when we do cleanses like this, we allow those emotional things to be released as well. So people report feeling lighter, calmer, and more emotionally balanced after a cleanse. And it's also important to point out that sometimes in those first 2 days, you might be irritable. You might feel a little weepy as some of those emotions are starting to come up and be released.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another thing, too, you might find better sleep when you're cleansing or coming off of a cleanse. So, and this can be for different reasons. It might just be you know, you're getting more into rituals and things that are happening that you're doing during the cleanse that are kind of helping you to find that rhythm. But also, we try to reduce caffeine and stimulation in general when cleansing. So, you know, and again, this can be tailored to individuals' needs. I know sometimes the thought of reducing caffeine or eliminating it is very scary for people. I know when I did a 10-day cleanse, this is probably one of the more challenging cleanses I did just because it was 10 days. The first, like, 3 or 4 days, I was trying, you know, to cold turkey
it. Oh, my gosh.
No caffeine at all, not even tea, going from coffee to just nothing. And I was really dragging, and I was, a mom with 3 little kids.
So
and it was really hard. So I did end up incorporating green tea that like fourth day. So, you know, I think sometimes too, you know, going back to these other fasts and things that people do that are really extreme, you want to tailor it to what your needs are and make it work for your life so that you can still, you know, be a functioning mom.
Functioning human.
Human. Yes. So... but overall, we want to reduce caffeine, you know, so if you're somebody that drinks coffee several times a day, maybe you get it down to one, or maybe you try that green tea first. You can cold turkey it like I did, but just know that it's okay if you need to bring a little back. And then, you know, with stimulation, things like, you know, screen time, you know, caffeine is one way that we stimulate ourselves, but there's other things that we might be doing in our environment.
Overworking.
You know, just
overscheduling,
not slowing down. So, you know, all of these things can help with those restful sleep patterns.
And that is a good segue into talking about lifestyle and habit reset during the cleanse. So in an Ayurvedic cleanse, we're not just cleansing the foods that we eat, but we are also looking at, for instance, how we're eating. Are we eating mindfully? Are you sitting down at a table? Are you looking at your food? Are you thinking about your food? Are you honoring the fact that, you know, you're getting ready to eat? Or are you eating in the car? Are you eating in 5 minutes? Or, you know, so how we eat is important as well as what we eat. And then also our daily routine. So encouraging syncing ourselves with the circadian rhythms and doing a daily routine, which I
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Ayurveda calls Dinacharya. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm.
Dinacharya. So what that looks like in Ayurveda is establishing things that you do every morning. For instance, I get up and I have a glass of warm room temperature water with lemon, and I do my tongue scraping and brush my teeth. And so we establish these daily routines in addition to the times that we get up and the times we go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And on a cleanse, you know, I kind of mentioned this earlier, you can tailor it for your needs. So there's lots of resources on and different things that you can do with these daily routines, and you can pick and choose which ones make the most sense for you to incorporate into your life based off of what your needs are and what works for you. Another thing, too, is cleansing can help with having decreased cravings. So reducing sugar. Again, we already talked about caffeine and processed food dependencies. So, you know, again, what we talked about, how are you eating, but also what are you eating? What are you putting into your body? And as much as possible, we want to try to put whole foods in our body when we can.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And then along with that, thinking about during your cleanse, your lifestyle, like we mentioned, overscheduling work. So it is a good idea that when you do these cleanses, you can work less. Ideally, giving yourself the opportunity to step away from things like the computer screen, meetings, all of those additional pieces of life that sometimes are beneficial, but can also make it harder for us to cleanse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely think if you can carve a little extra time out for yourself than usual, you'll get more out of the cleanse, for sure. So you're not still doing all your, you know, rushing from one place to the next.
Right.
And you really do want to be able to slow down. So I think for a lot of people, like a 3-day cleanse is a good way to start. Mm-hmm. If you aren't able to take off like several days of work or anything like that, just doing a weekend cleanse can be really helpful, where you know that you can rest that weekend. I know the one I did was 10 days and I was still doing all of my things, which I think is why it was harder for me, in addition to the caffeine.
doing all the things without caffeine.
So I don't really recommend that for first time cleansers. You can work up to it. But again, I think it's important to carve out more time for yourself when you're on a cleanse, especially a longer one. So we're going to talk a little bit about how does an actual Ayurvedic cleanse work. We've talked a lot about the benefits, but how does it work? So one main thing on an Ayurvedic cleanse is dietary simplification. And a lot of times we resort to things like a mono diet, where maybe you're eating one thing. That was the type of cleanse that I did. But you can, I think me and Elizabeth both have a more holistic kind of approach with this, where you, with the resources that we give in our cleanses, you can kind of mix up your meals a little bit more so you get more variety, but you're still eating very, you know, whole, clean foods.
Yeah.
So, but one thing that we do eat, you know, at least once a day on a cleanse is khichdi. And khichdi, if you're not familiar with it, you can kind of think it is like the chicken soup, you know, in the Ayurvedic realm. So it's a very comforting food. It's warm, spiced lentils with some basmati rice. And, you know, we'll tell you all about the spices and all that. But it's often a staple for cleansing is the khichdi.
It's like a hug for your belly.
Mm-hmm. It's yummy.
So another thing we mentioned before was some of the teas. And so we do a lot of digestive teas during the cleanse. And I think Devin and I just in general drink a lot of tea. I probably drink more tea than water.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some specific teas that we go to during a cleanse. Cumin, coriander, and fennel, which is known as CCF tea, is one of the main ones that's used during Ayurvedic cleanse because it has such a powerful impact on the digestive system. It helps with feeding the gut and also helps the digestive process to just work a little easier. And then there's ginger, tulsi, which is another digestive tea that you can use. Tulsi is holy basil, if you're not familiar with that. And then this time of year, we have a spring cleanse tea that Devin and I make. We also do have CCF tea that we make. But the spring cleanse tea was specifically designed for use during a cleanse. And it's a chai flavor, but it also has rose hips and I believe burdock root and some other herbs and spices in it that help during the cleansing process, either to release toxins or to bind to the toxins so that they can get out of your system.
Mm-hmm. Also, something we talk about for cleansing is Abhyanga, which is like self-oil massage. You can use different kinds of oils, you know, things like sesame oil, olive oil, coconut oil, things like that, depending on the time of year. And by doing this self-massage, it helps to move toxins, it helps your lymph system, and also your nervous system.
Yes, so good to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mentioned tongue scraping and warm water. So this helps to support our oral and digestive detoxification. If you wake up in the morning and you ever feel like, or maybe you look at your tongue, if you have like any kind of, what's the word I'm looking for?
Devin? Like white residue.
Thank you. Residue. What is that word? Perimenopause got me. So if you have any type of residue on the tongue, it is an indication of toxin or ama in the body. And that tongue scraping helps to remove that so that you're not swallowing it and getting it back into your system. We want to get that out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then it also, if you do have that residue, it is an indication you probably need a cleanse, because the body is showing you, hey, I've got some accumulation here that I need to let go of.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I can just speak from personal experience. This time of year, there is more accumulation.
Yeah, same for me. Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I know it's time to cleanse.
It's time to let it go.
Another thing, too, is early bedtimes. So, you know, in Ayurveda, a lot of times we talk about trying to go to bed by 10. You know, again, tailor this for your own needs. Maybe you're just at least in bed by 10 reading or something like that. But, you know, if you tend to be a night owl, this is a great time to kind of adjust your circadian rhythms a little bit to align more with nature. And this also helps, you know, when we sleep and we rest and we take care of ourselves, it also helps with our body's way of repairing ourselves. So this is what happens when we sleep. We are repairing ourselves so that we're ready for the next day.
It's a healing time.
It is a healing time. It's very important and often overlooked in our culture.
Very much, yes. So the cleanse is gentle but effective. And even just 3 days, like we said, that's like the perfect amount of time to do a quick reset on your body and just get the whole system switched over for the season.
Mm-hmm. So Ayurveda teaches us that digestion isn't just physical. It's emotional and mental, too. A cleanse can help clear out old thought patterns, emotional residue, and spiritual fog. It's like tidying up the inner closet so that you can move forward with clarity and purpose, which I think is really important to keep in mind. We're not just cleansing our physical body. We are cleansing our entire whole being.
Whole body, whole being. Yeah, I like that. Whole being cleanse. So how do you start and when do you start a cleanse? What's the preparation for this? The ideal time for a spring cleanse is during the early to mid-spring, when the days are starting to get warm but not yet hot. So we're here in Ohio, and they are starting to warm. Mm-hmm.
This is peak cleansing time, which is why me and Elizabeth both are gearing up for a cleanse.
Yes. A basic cleanse lasts 3, 7, or 10 days, depending on your experience and your lifestyle. And it can be done at home, and there's just simple ingredients and guidance that we offer during that time. During your cleanse, you should avoid cold, raw, or processed foods. And these, I mean, really some of these make sense, like sugar, caffeine, mm-hmm. and alcohol, and overstimulation, screen times, and also intense workouts.
Yeah, I think sometimes when we think of cleansing, we're like, oh, I'm going to go do an intense workout to help me detox. But actually, you want to be gentle with your body during this time. You know, gentle yoga can be really nice, low impact things, or just walking. But this isn't really a time to, you know, run a marathon, you know, or anything like that.
This is more like the preparation to be in the health that you could run a marathon, right? This is like we're healing, we're nourishing, we're letting go so that we can get to that healthy point.
Mm-hmm. And I think that's like a key word, like healing, right? Like you're healing. Like when you're healing, regardless of what it is, you rest and you take time and you slow down.
Yes.
Yeah. So when you're cleansing, there's some really important things to think about when you're coming like off of a cleanse, like integrating. So coming out of a cleanse is just as important as going into a cleanse. You'll want to slowly reintroduce more complex foods, keep up with your self-care practices, and you might choose certain things from the cleanse that you stick with. Like I know tongue scraping for me has been like a game changer that I just do every day. So maybe there's certain things that you find, it could be the Abhyanga, the self-massage, or other things that you find that are really helpful for you and you stick with them, but you may not do everything after the cleanse is over. So you just want to notice how your mind and your body feel as you're coming off of a cleanse and just take what worked and bring it into your daily life.
Yeah, I think that's super important, talking about not trying to do it all at once.
Yes.
Because that, it can be overwhelming. And then thinking about reflection, as you come out of a cleanse, asking yourself, where in my life am I feeling heavy, stagnant, or ready for renewal? This cleanse isn't just about digestion, but it's about making space for what's next in our life. So we, as we are letting go, we're manifesting that next stage.
Yeah, and really, even though it's springtime, we're really kind of like already getting ready for summer. Mm-hmm. That's what we're really doing. Like we're releasing winter, we're getting ready for the next season, which is summer. And you kind of have to do it before summer happens, because if it's already summer and you're trying to, it could just be, you know, by that point,
you're thrown into it.
Yes, you always want to find balance in Ayurveda before the next season. That's why these like seasonal shifts, like spring and fall, are like the best times to do it. And so that hopefully by the time summer does roll around here in a couple months, we already feel lighter, energized, and ready to really take advantage of what summer has to offer for us.
Yes, ready for the marathon. Mm-hmm.
So if you feel like you are ready to do an Ayurveda cleanse, we are here to support you. We have lots of resources on Tula Ananda that you can check out. We offer cleanses a few times a year that are guided. So if you want a little support, which I highly recommend if you've never done a cleanse before, to do it with guidance at first, because a lot of things can come up, you know, like some of that emotional stuff too, and, you know, things that you might be uncertain about. And it's just good to have a support person who's went through it before and can help you kind of tweak things if you need a little adjustment. Yeah. So I highly recommend it. You can check out our website to sign up for a guided cleanse, or we also do personal cleanses where we can guide you through your own individual cleanse as well.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea with an Ayurvedic cleanse, because there's such a different mindset than, you know, typically when you cleanse, the goal is I'm going to lose weight and I'm going to, you know, whatever, I'm going to stop eating mm-hmm. all of the sugars and things like that, and which we do in Ayurveda, but there's a much different mindset of a gentle approach, and because of that healing aspect, mm-hmm. I think it goes back to that healing mm-hmm. where we don't want to deprive the body, we want to let go while we're nourishing. Mm-hmm. So it really is helpful to have guidance during that.
I think it just emphasizes that like nourishing piece a little bit more, that you're not doing it alone,
like you're supported.
And also, in like a lot of these guided ones that we do, there's other people in the group. You can connect with other people as well, in addition to me and Elizabeth. And we also give you like all the things you need, which just makes it so easy. You don't have to like do a lot of research or look into it. We have all the recipes, all the teas that we would recommend, even yoga practices, meditation practices that are part of the cleanse. So you'll get everything that you need to really have a successful journey cleansing.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Well, I have really enjoyed talking with you today, friend.
Same. And I am all ready to start cleansing next week.
Me too.
I'm excited now.
I hope you guys will join us. And if you have done a cleanse before, maybe send us your thoughts on how your cleanse went. And we love to hear feedback. And if there's anything you guys are interested in us talking about, you know, let us know. Shoot us an email or text, whatever. And just reach out.
Definitely. Thank you, everyone.
Bye, guys.